superstars.
It's Russell Peters.
Yay!
David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You're at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Hello, mum. Hello, dad. It's your Wednesday morning. But it's totally like a Thursday, isn't it? Our final day of the week, our long weekend officially ahead of us. We're all happy. We're all in a different type of vibe, I feel.
For sure.
Well, Pretty and I are, definitely. Yeah. We've got Grumpy 100%. Over here.
The first words that came out your mouth to me were, hello, fatso. So
I didn't say hello, fatso.
You said something else.
No, yeah, it wasn't that.
So I chose not to reply to it.
It's because I was looking at your shirt.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You've got a shirt that says kind of fit, kind of fat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got what emerges, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. So probably that's a good reason why then.
He's got a shirt that says kind of fit, kind of fat.
I know, yeah, but
I quoted it when I walked in. Sorry, I'm not going to quote your shirts anymore.
Okay, please don't. Sorry. I don't even mention anything to wear. That'd be nice. If you could do that for me, that'd be great.
If what?
Don't talk about my clothes.
Okay then, mate.
Okay, thanks very much.
He's in his weird mood again. We'll let him be.
When you come and say you're in a mood, you're attacking me straight away. So,
yeah, because you're in a mood.
I'm not. I'm fine. But like,
I know when you're in a mood. I've worked with you for 9 years. I can sense when Rossi's not Rossi. You've got attitude this morning. I've already felt it.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you though? Don't comment, Pritt.
How are you? That's the main thing.
It's not the main thing. I feel great. I'm consistent. Always the same. Walking. Yep. Always all right. So you're not allowed to... When you comment on what I wear...
It's usually in a positive way.
Should I bring it up?
Yeah.
It's usually in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fingerless gloves that you quoted for like 9 years. Should I bring that up? Shoes, shorts. Should I?
I do miss the fingerless gloves, actually. Yeah.
Has he got his attitude this morning?
But when you're the one who starts it, though. The first thing that comes out of your mouth is, Priya and I are in a great mood.
We are. We were. Look at Pretty. She's off. She wants to leave now.
I'm done. I'm over it.
I'm ready to go.
It was like
round one.
It was my Thursday today. I was so excited.
I'm in the best mood. I just got a free pair of sunglasses this morning.
We were laughing and joking about your sunglasses, which are great.
Yeah, he ignored the whole thing when we were having fun in the studio just now. That's when I knew. I was like, oh, he doesn't want to even interact this morning.
So in my gossip coming up, I have the highest earning TikTokers under the age of 12, which is going to put you in a great mood.
You're not allowed to be on TikTok if you're under the age of 12.
I believe the parents run the accounts, and then this is how much they're making off of it.
Parents are making so much money from their kids, which I'm all right with that sometimes, depending on how far it goes.
Like the content.
Yeah, like, are the kids enjoying it? Like, I use my kids for content sometimes, but now they're getting to the age where they just don't want to be involved at all.
You're not going to force
them. I'm not forcing it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Occasionally I may, but 9 times out of 10, I'm like, all right.
Well, if it's Fade Fit, which is the company that they're a part of, they have to be involved.
And now I'm paying them.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I pay them. Every time if I put them in a video of anything, I always be like, all right, you get 100 dirhams, let's go. As soon as I say that, they're pretty much, okay.
And then
they'll chase me. They'll chase me for the next week.
Daddy.
You haven't paid me. Why haven't you paid me yet? All right, listen. It is like a Thursday morning, which is fantastic. There's a lot coming on. Obviously, the pop quiz is coming up at 7:10. We've got 10,000 dirhams cash there. We've got more clues. We gave away 20,000 dirhams yesterday. Another 10 to go when you find Expo 2020's mystery man. All right, I think Rossi's going to leave the show for a little bit because he's going to go see something. We're going to talk about where he's going. He's organized this little outing for himself to get away. Fade's Facts is back. There's so much going on. Who is going to be our first caller of the day? Where are you right now and what you doing? 0487155444. Give me a call right now. 0487155444. Tell me what you're up to. Maybe you're on the way to the gym. Maybe you're on the way to work already. Whatever it is, be our first caller. I would love to hear from you, okay? 0487155444. Did you want to apologize to everyone? Because of your attitude this morning?
I'm okay, thanks.
You don't want to say sorry to anyone?
Who?
Anyone?
No. Especially not you.
I did not say me. Never said me.
Well, who else would they need to apologise to?
Okay, no problem. I'd like to apologise to anyone that's listening to the show that may have been like, just, you know, we put you in a bad mood because Rossi's attitude. I'm very, very sorry. Okay, I'll apologise on behalf of Rossi.
So annoying.
I am saying sorry on behalf of Ross Burrell.
Do you ever, like, realise to yourself how annoying you are, though?
Rossi?
How's Eddie's mood today?
I can't. They've got the lights off in Studio 2.
Eddie. And
when they have the lights off in Studio 2, I'm not sure. Hi, Eddie.
I'm doing good, man. Good morning.
Eddie sounds so bright.
Sounds good. It's consistent.
He's always so
any
happy.
Any messages coming there, Nala, regarding anything? Oh. Anyone's, what did they say?
So Shane would like to tell you that you're the only annoying one.
Who? I mean, that is true.
Who?
Who's Shane?
Who's the only annoying one?
You are?
Shane.
Let me call him up here. Let's get him on.
Hopefully. Nah, he won't answer.
Are
he
you
won't.
Sure?
Yeah, he will try. People like that won't answer. Let's see if Shane answers.
Oh,
has he answered?
I tried calling him two times. He never
answered. Shane.
Is he there?
Please let me try. Shane, are you there?
Yeah,
oh, he's there. He's there. I'm not the annoying one, Shane. It's Rossi.
Shane.
Yes, of course.
It's Rossi. He's annoying.
Chris, though, it's always somebody else. That's the problem.
Shane.
Yeah, sometimes it's pretty, but it's rarely, but it's mainly Rossi. He ignored me this morning. I walked, just completely ignored me, Shane. Like,
Chris is hurt.
I got a pair of sunglasses, and I put them on. They were new, right? And I said to Pretty, what do you think about these sunglasses? And he didn't even look. How could you not look at someone's face when they're trying on sunglasses just to give an opinion, even if it was to yourself?
Shane, I think that dented his pride because I didn't look at his...
He didn't even look.
I didn't look. I didn't give him the attention he wanted, Shane. You know what I mean?
No attention, Shane.
Yeah, I understand, though. You know, when you're at school, sometimes the bully, they pick on you. Once you give them the attention, it fuels the fire. So sometimes you just got to let it go and... calms down a little bit then.
Whoa.
Yeah, he bullies me all the time, Shane.
Shane.
Makes
Shane.
Fun of what I wear, talks about my nose 24/7.
I do talk about his nose.
He mentions my divorce and how I'm divorced at least 3 times a week.
Well, I know.
And I'm sick of it, Shane. I'm sick of the bullying.
I know how that gets to you. But I think we're both equal in terms of having a go at each other, Shane. So,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm just smarter at it.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's, you know, fair all three ways. So,
although he is very annoying, I don't think he's a bully.
Yeah, you're in a show that says kind of fit, kind of fat. I quoted that this morning,
Shane.
And then you said, "Don't call me fat." I'm like, I'm wearing. You've got a shirt that says kind of fit, kind of fat.
That was the first thing that came out of your mouth. It was like you couldn't wait to say it.
Because I saw as I walked to the studio, the back of your shirt has a massive logo that says kind of fit, kind of fat. Like, it's huge.
Sorry, Shane, for this.
Shane, what are you doing today? How about you and I just have a conversation while these two fight?
I'm just on my way to Abu Dhabi to work.
What do you do?
Every day. I work with the UAE military.
He's my friend.
He's my friend as well.
Everyone calm down. Shane is my friend right now. Where are you from, Shane?
America.
USA.
Yeah, where about?
Nice.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
W-I.
Go ahead, come on.
C.
Yeah.
O-N. S-I-N.
Well done, Chris.
Not an easy word to spell there. Not an easy word to spell.
Hey, Shane, do you live anywhere near Kanye West's ranch?
That's in Wyoming, dude.
Oh, that's Wyoming. Yeah. Sorry, Shane. Listen, Shane, thanks for answering our call, mate. I'm sorry to bother you this morning.
Of course, I always pleasure.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you so much.
Bye, Shane.
We appreciate you, man. Apologies about Rossi. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
You're awesome.
See you, mate.
Cheers,
bye.
Shane. I feel like I could go out for a good night out with Shane.
I wouldn't go out with him.
I like him.
No, I like him, but I wouldn't go out with him.
Why?
I don't know.
Doesn't like you, does he?
I don't think he likes me.
We were just talking to Shane earlier, who's on his way to Abu Dhabi, and we were saying maybe he doesn't like you, Chris.
Yeah.
But that's not true at all. Shane said, love you all 5 years listening.
Aww,
so
thanks,
we love
Shane.
You, Shane. You're so
too.
Nice.
We
so.
Love you too, mate.
It's a shame he couldn't express his emotions on the phone, though.
No, he did. He said it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. Look, see, now you're having a go at him. See, he doesn't realize that about you. He's so easily just turned.
Is that a legit message?
Yeah.
What, you think I'm making it up? I'm putting words in Shane's mouth. I wouldn't mess with Shane.
Yeah. It's true, actually. Yeah, it's true. It's Thanks, Shane.
Temperature check. I've got a sound effect that just says temperature check. I just don't know what this is. I just want to play it. Hold on.
It's the beep.
Thermometer check. When you
Because, you know, we were in a situation where we had to do it every day.
We did have to. That stopped, hasn't it, now with COVID and the pandemic? We don't have to get temperature checked. We don't.
What are we on?
Actually, the other day I got a temperature check when I walked into a restaurant. And I said, oh, we're still doing it, are we? And they said, yeah. I said, yeah, I'm ready. No problem. Take my temperature. Do whatever you need.
I think some places they still do require it.
New cases this morning, if you know, want to know the numbers, it's 122 new cases. Very low. However. However.
Yes.
Two deaths overnight.
I know.
Now, I don't know how all the whole numbers work, but yeah, we used to get, you know, thousands of cases and two deaths. Now, 122 and two. That brings a death tally to 2,122 in this country since the pandemic began. So, I guess most of us are vaccinated. We're all getting on with our lives. I do think we have to just always remember it's still somewhere around and just to continue doing what we've been doing. I know I'm a bit lazy on my my mask. You know, like I was
like
in
you don't wear it as often.
I was in a room last night with some people. There was about 15 of us and like I had the mask on but then took it off when I was like having more conversations with people, then put it back on and then I had it off again. And, you know, I thought to myself, because right now we're okay to be in a room with like 20 people, I think, without masks on.
I
don't know that exact rule.
Without a mask, you mean? I think it also with these events and stuff. You weren't at
it was an
event.
Yeah.
So a lot of times with these events, you have to submit your documentation that you've been vaccinated or you have a green pass your Al Hassan app.
We had to show it. We had to send our vaccination cards in.
Exactly.
So like, we did that.
There's a lot of protocol sometimes at these events. So it's like a different scenario. I think it's like a case by case situation.
It felt great, like having conversation with the people in a room without a mask on. But at the back of my head, I was like, hey, am I, is this all right?
Yeah, you know? You're not sure.
And it was a medical facility. So I was hoping that, I'm guessing everyone was there, was like a lot of doctors were in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, this is probably a better place to be, you know? Interesting. But yeah, take it day by day. New cases today, 122.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Netflix has revealed that the first half of Ozark's fourth and final season is going to start streaming January 21st. So mark that in your calendars. The final season will be in two parts, each consisting of 7 episodes. So the first 7 episodes, January 21st.
Okay, there we go. Great show. If you're looking for someone to watch, Ozark, fantastic. Mm-hmm. What else you got for us?
Kim Kardashian had to pay $23 million to Kanye West in order to keep their Hidden Hills mansion. They're in the middle of finalizing their divorce, and as part of the agreement, she's also keeping the finishings, furniture, fixtures, appliances, collectibles, silver, and the art in the house. She gets to keep it all.
These guys both just got so much money. They're like, whatever it is.
But she still had to pay $23 million, which is, I find, interesting.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez got trolled by Boston Red Sox fans while he was commentating for the baseball game. A group of fans went at the former New York Yankees player by chanting J-Lo. Have a listen to this. How annoying does this sound?
That would be so annoying. So annoying. Like, so, because imagine if your sort of ex is super funny or super famous.
Yeah. And you're
then,
doing that.
And then you're and doing that out there. And
so
then you're.
If you didn't know, Jennifer Lopez's now man, Ben Affleck, he is a huge Boston Red Sox fan. The Red Sox and the Yankees are arch enemies. Gosh. Do not get along. So he was a Yankees player. Ben Affleck is a Red Sox player. So
Boston and New York are like...
Oh, well, we don't... Yeah. Don't get along. Not in sports.
Why?
Definitely not.
Why? It's just always been that rivalry between the two
always been
states?
A rivalry. So they were just like chanting at him. They were going, J-Lo, J-Lo. It was terrible. He didn't react.
Two quite tough cities, isn't it?
Gritty cities.
Yeah.
And finally, a new list has ranked the highest paid TikTokers age 12 and under. Money.co.uk looked at... This is how they... kind of figure this out. They looked at the potential earnings of these young social media stars in relation to their country's average monthly salary. So that's how they figured it out. Depending on where they're from and depending on the average salary, how much are they earning? So in at number 3 is a 7-year-old from Russia. Her name is Anastasia. You can follow her at Like Nastia. She does videos of like her own songs and stuff. I don't know if you've seen her come up. She's a young girl, 7 years old.
I think they wanted me to do a collaboration with her at one stage. And
I think you should because her average salary approximately is about $165,000 a month.
Oh my gosh.
In at number two is a 6-year-old from India. Her name is Samira Narula. She's estimated to be earning $135,000 a month. And then one of the highest ones is 6-year-old Sadim Khan, also from India, earning about 460 times the regular wage in India at about $207,000 a month.
Unbelievable, huh? Unbelievable. Yeah. Money sitting there, guys. Get on your little YouTubes, your TikToks, your Instagrams, and make it happen.
Was that purely for TikTok, that one, though?
Yeah, all TikTok.
So much money.
How do you make money? Tell me.
They make money. It's easy. Yeah. It's
brands
easy. Sponsored
get in touch,
content,
yeah.
all that sort of stuff. By the way, A-Rod being trolled.
J-Lo!
J-Lo!
So annoying.
Horrible.
That's very
horrible,
tame. If it was at a football game, there'd be some other words in there.
You guys would be singing a song. It's your... I won't say it.
Yeah.
I won't say it. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fright.
You're calling this a bit of an intervention. Why, Rossi? What's going on?
Because you keep complaining on the WhatsApp group.
I'm not complaining.
Well, you keep sending us videos and photos of your brother, right?
Yeah.
After your brother has taken a trip to the barbers.
Yeah.
You're accusing him of copying your style.
Yeah, just, you know, not... No. Not just the hairstyle, though, everything.
What?
The beard, the lifestyle.
I mean, he is more
the social media.
He's more famous than you.
He's not more famous than me.
Every single day, we have a little WhatsApp group. Every single day, Chris will message us a screenshot, a photo, or a video of his brother, Maddie, to tell us and show us how he believes his younger brother is just transforming and morphing into him.
Can I ask about the social media side of things as well? What do you think about social media?
Oh, he's so active now. Like, I'm always active and doing stories.
So everyone who's active on social media copies you.
I remember you used to tell me, gosh, you do so many stories. Like, you do too many. Now he's, like, outdoing me.
Yeah, but his content is so good.
Oh, yeah.
It is so funny.
Like, that one where he was doing that yoga move and the dog jumped on him.
I start my own business, my own company. It's targeting at kids initially with Fade for Kids. What does he do? He kicks off a company called Tomorrow Kids. Clothing, like sort of different clothing, but I started, you know.
Like, I think we need to let him defend himself.
I had a child. He's had a child.
Well, you can't stop him from having children.
Wait.
I got married. He got married.
Is he gonna get divorced as well? Maybe.
No.
Sorry.
No, he won't.
Listen. Matty's on the line here. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. Matty.
Hi, Matty.
Radio 104.4.
Yeah, see, it's like more. I can't hear you. What have you done? You sound different. Put the phone onto your mouth, please, Matthew. I've got a video and we've got a few photos of my brother.
Uh-oh.
I am.
Put him up on the Chris Fade Show Instagram account right now and go and have a look. You've morphed into me. Do you want to know what I'm doing in a year's time just so you get a head start?
Well, what are you doing in a year's time?
I can't hear you. Have you got the earpiece or just can you put the phone in your ear?
No, it could be my reception, but it's not the earpiece, it's the reception.
Sounded all right a minute ago on the phone.
No, you sound like a mile away. I know you are far away in Australia, I understand. No.
Put it on loudspeaker.
Is that any better?
So much better. Yeah, so much better. What did you do differently, I know?
My reception's being a little bit strange today.
Okay. So you've got a new hairstyle. You did the man bun, which was obviously what I've been doing for years. But then recently you started to shave the side of your head as well. So it even looks more and more like myself. What's going on?
You have nothing to do with the equation. It is purely out of my own comfort by getting straight hairs on the side out of the equation when the barbers opened up here in Sydney and we could get out of lockdown, the first thing I did was just go get a haircut and a beard trim.
Right.
So that's the only reason.
So I'm not kidding you, Maddie. Like every other day, Chris will send us a message and say that, look, my brother's turning into me. Look, he's doing what I'm doing. Look. Do you ever look at your older brother, Chris, here and say, oh, I want to be like him. Let me try it myself. Do you ever do that? Or I don't think you do, but...
Chris is great at many things in life. He's a great father, but there's one thing I'll never take from Chris, and that is his style.
my style. Yeah, because you couldn't pull it off. Because you couldn't pull it off. That's what it is. I'm confident that I can go. My brother, when he goes shopping and he wants to go out, it's like 4 hours of anything.
Yeah, like, it looks like it. He puts effort into it.
Yeah, I get ready and I'm in and out. I've got no branded shirts. I don't wear like brands and all that. I just wear whatever I find. I've got the same. I've been wearing this shirt for 3.5 years. I'm happy. I'm comfortable like that.
How would you describe Chris's style, man? How would you describe it?
He's taking offense.
Oh. I don't know if there's a description for it. It's just not there, really.
Oh, Matty.
Dad's just messaged us on the WhatsApp group and said, Mum and I dislike both your hairstyles.
Oh, and the tattoos, George.
Mum constantly reminds me that I got her style from her. And that Kristen kind of missed the boat when it came to the Gilda 5 style thing.
I'm doing all right for no style. Where's your wax figure? Where's your Madame Tussauds wax figure? Huh? Gogglebox.
Let me tell you, if they ever make a Madame Tussauds wax figure about me, I'm not going to be wearing a sleeveless camo t-shirt.
Exactly. You probably won't even have a shirt on. You'll be like, oh, God, look at my tattoos on my stomach. I got tattoos on my tummy.
This is gold.
Let's remind the guys who got the tattoos first out of you and I.
Oh, that was Maddie.
Matty, you are on fire, my friend.
George, our father, got the tattoo first.
And
thanks.
Then your brother.
Then my sister. Then my brother. If you want to go see some similarities here of my brother and I, go to Instagram, Chris Fade Show, KRIS Fade Show.
Yeah.
And just have a look at the similarities of my brother. And you know what? I take it as a compliment. I'm glad you're following in my footsteps.
People do say we've got a very similar voice too. So, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll end up in radio in Dubai very, very soon.
Sure.
Come on over.
There's a few jobs going.
Come and work with Rossi. You'll want to shoot yourself.
He wants to what himself?
Chris!
What does he want to do?
No, I won't say it again. I've only said it once.
I thought you said something else, that's all.
All right, love you. Hopefully I'll be there in December. Be there and hang out, okay?
Yeah, Christmas. We miss you.
We miss you too. Plug your business. Not that we can get it here in this country, but plug your business.
It's tomorrowkids.com.au. It's a home of eco-conscious kids fashion in Australia, and it is we do ship internationally, so go check it out, tmrw.com.au.
tmrwkids.com.au. Oh, they're on Instagram, TMRW Kids. What's that? What did you call the company? What is it? That's such an Australian, you know, nice. What is it? Ecosystem futurist. What is it?
Eco-conscious business. So, we're trying to hold those labels that remain eco-conscious, so keep the environment in mind for their processes. Our business itself is 100% plastic-free. All our packaging does not include plastic.
That's so good.
It's very good.
We work with like-minded brands.
Sounds like your phone's eco-conscious as well today. Charge it up.
It's made out of plastic.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get access to over 11,000 airport lounges and free airport transfers. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly.
Hello, conditions Tom. Apply. How are you, mate?
How you doing, Chris?
Mate, I'm all right. Yeah, the energy's left the studio with Rossi, the bad energy, so you could win some more money right now. I'm telling you.
Oh, brilliant. Bring it on. I'm looking forward to it.
Look at that.
Oh. How are you doing, pretty?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. What are you up to this morning?
Well, I'm just after parking up at school here. I'm about to sign in here, but I can be a few minutes late for this pop quiz.
All right, well, let's get this going then. I don't want you to be any later than you have to be. The accent is Irish.
Yes, on the money there, Chris. Indeed it is.
There it is.
Look at the Irish today, hopefully.
Love the Irish. Love the accent. Love it. We all have an accent, you realise. We all have different... Everyone has an accent for each other, but I love how... What are you guys laughing at in studio number two? Eddie and Nala are like...
They're
something so funny that Nala actually slapped Eddie on the back. It was so funny.
No, I was just wondering, Nala, how she understood what he was talking.
Oh, come on. Tom, you can understand, Tom, you can't you?
Yes. I watch a lot of, British, Irish stuff, so I know.
Yeah, okay, what? Sure.
But not British, no, Irish. Irish.
Now I'm going to get in trouble.
I said British, Irish.
She said British, Irish, just to clarify.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, we've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. That's 60 seconds on the clock. Tom's playing. He's got the luck of the Irish, he says.
Come on, Tom.
Your time begins right now. Brad Pitt starred alongside who in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Angelina Jolie.
Who sings the songs Don't Go Yet and Senorita?
And Shawn Mendes.
What year was the first X-Men movie released?
2000. Pass.
I'll take that as an answer. Finish the Shawn Mendes song, I Know What You Did, last
summer.
What sport is Anna Kournikova associated with?
Tennis.
What company launched the ZZ smartphone?
The Z Fold
smartphone.
Motorola.
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
True or false, Jordan Spieth is a baseball player?
False.
Who sings Midnight Sky and Party in the USA?
Miley Cyrus.
The Delhi Daredevils are a team in which sport?
Cricket.
Who sings the songs Don't Go Yet and Senorita? Time's up.
You were so close.
You got really close. I want to ask you this one. What company launched the Z Fold smartphone? You said Motorola. It's not. What would be your other answer?
The Z Fold.
I've got it. This is the phone that I use every day.
I suppose Samsung would be the obvious one.
Samsung. I was wondering if you got that second question, which was Camila Cabello sings Don't Go Yet and Senorita, if you would have eventually got that Samsung one. You got 800 dirhams.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's a good morning.
That's a great start to the long weekend, Chris.
It is, mate. Well, listen, well done, man. Thank you so much for listening. And maybe next time the 10K, but that's it. That's a good start to the long weekend, as you said. Have a great one as well, Tom. Okay.
Love the show, guys. All right. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you, mate. Bye bye. Oh man, I love that accent. Yep. I love it. How good's that long weekend feeling right now?
Tomorrow we're off.
It's such a good feeling, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so Rossi has organised this for himself.
For himself, yeah.
Had no idea about it till about 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
He's going down to Skydive Dubai right now because he's trying to get a free annual pass to Global Village. Now, Global Village officially opens for its new season October 26th.
Very exciting.
There is an airship. They're launching it today, now.
It's the largest.
So Rossi has agreed that if he goes down and covers the story.
Yeah.
They'll give him an annual pass to Global Village, and you know him.
He'll do anything for free.
Anything for free, he's there. We're crossing live to Skydive Dubai right now. Hello, Rossi.
Hi.
You're not there, are you?
Where are you?
Check my stories. I'm here, but the airship is in the air.
You've missed it, have you?
You missed it.
Well, it's... Oh, no, sorry. Oh, no. Oh, okay. They're telling me it's coming down now. It was just a test flight. So it's going to be going up in the air at 8 o'clock.
I'm watching the stories now, yes.
8 o'clock? You lied. You said it was 7:30.
No. I'm going to have a chat with the pilot. I'm going to sit in the cockpit. I'm going to talk to all the guys at Global Village because it's officially launching Global Village on October 26th. So I will see you at the Heart of Wonder. Is that okay, guys? Is that good? Yeah. See you at the Heart of Wonder, October 26th, Global Village.
He's saying all the commercial stuff that he needs to say.
Global Village opening again for another season. See you at the Heart of Wonder.
Yes, we hear it. We understand Global Village opening October 26th. What is the Heart of Wonder?
Yep.
It's Global Village.
Oh, that's its tag. Global Village, the Heart of Wonder.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Hashtag GW Wow.
What?
GW.
Hey, listen, how about, do you want to talk to the pilot? Because he's just coming into land now. We can have a quick chat with him if you want.
If you want, if you have to. I mean, I don't want, but I like him, and he's a pilot. I like pilots.
I think you'd do you? I think you'd have a lot in common with him. He's from Mexico.
Is he there now, or is he having to land this big ship thing?
He is 20 meters above the grass. He's coming into land. So
go get
if you
him
want
as soon
next,
as he lands. No, go all go right. now. Take
no,
the
we're
phone.
Not going to wait for this guy to come out of the ship and all that. We'll just 10 minutes. We'll catch up with you in 10 minutes.
It's amazing, honestly. You want to see this? You'll see this over Shakeside Road. It's going to go down to the Burj Al Arab and then turn around and come back.
It is
it's a big
beautiful.
Yellow airship.
It's a big yellow yeah. airship, and it's launching, obviously, to celebrate Global Village October 26th, which is, we love Global Village. What an amazing attraction here in the country. Are we going to spend the next 30 minutes talking about this, dude? Like, because you were supposed to just do it now, and then we're going to move on. So now we're going to talk to the Mexican pilot next. Then we'll
hold on.
Yep.
I just think we should dedicate the whole show to this.
No.
I mean, I have promised the guys.
You promised them the whole show dedication so you get a free annual pass.
Well, they didn't confirm a free pass for my wife yet, so I've got to, you know, I've got to do something.
You know, an annual
anyway,
pass
listen.
Is not that expensive. You
I know.
Know that. That's the best thing about Global Village. It's like...
It's affordable.
It's like 15 dirhams to get in and, you know...
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing like a free lunch, Chris. You know me. Anyway, listen, play some music. I'll come back in 10 minutes.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, mate.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, this is the longest job he's ever kept. He got fired from his first four jobs. After a year, he got fired. Then another year, he got fired. And that's why his father came up to me just a couple of months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, he was here.
And his father gave me a hug, and he just said, I just want to thank you so much. And I looked at him and said, why is that, Mr. Burrell? Because you've employed my son. You've had patience with him.
You know, I would tell you if it's a lie.
It's
that
a lie.
Is a absolute 100% true story. Mm-hmm. I was there to witness it.
And then I said to his father, no, he's a good guy and he's a great man and we're lucky to have him. And that sort of hurt. But because I'm respecting the father. It's his son. I wanted
Bob
to say
is the
right
best.
Thing. Bob is the best.
What a lovely guy.
Bob is the best. Well, there we go. We'll cross back to Rossi and see if he's got the... The exclusive on that airship. Rossi just left the show about 30 minutes ago. We had no idea until 30 minutes ago that he was leaving.
Correct.
He's getting free tickets. I think he's trying to work out an annual pass for himself. Because Global Village is officially opening up on the 26th of October. And he said that he wants to go down to Skydive Dubai right now. He's done a deal. Because they're launching this airship in the air, this really big yellow thing, which you're going to be able to actually see flying
over
across
Shakeside Road, yeah.
the city in Dubai very, very soon. Now, he's gone out there. And I think in the deal that he's trying to do here, he said, can we chat to the pilot? And I said, of course, I love pilots.
You do love
This is all for him just to get a free annual pass to Global Village.
Oh, well, he's secured his. He needs to get his wife's.
Is he there? Hey, Rossi, are you there?
Yeah. Can you let Eddie know? I'm really sorry, but the pilot's not wearing a uniform.
Eddie, the pilot's not... Oh, because yeah, that's right. Eddie likes a man in uniform, he said.
Sorry, that was a joke from a year ago. So I'm here with Happier. He's from Mexico, Chris, the same place as your fiance.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to talk to you. Say hi, Happier.
Yeah, hello, guy.
Hey, bro, how are you, man? I'm sorry that you're standing next to Rossi.
Yeah, no, not a problem. He's we're wanting to him to get him on board, but he's a little bit scared. Let me check.
Oh,
get out! Yeah. You can take him up with you.
Yeah, just depends. I think he's a little bit scared.
Rossi.
He's going to his future airship.
Do it. No, Rossi, do it, man. Go up in this thing. That's amazing.
I'll have a think about that, but I just want to tell you a bit about Heffier. He's been doing this for 10 years, and he's got 1,300 hours in the air, and only six of these airships in the world exist.
That's amazing. Heffier, what keeps it up in the air? How does it float? How does it do its thing?
Well, this is a hot air airship. This is similar to a hot air balloon. You have an engine, you have a rudder, so you can steer. So, yeah, we're really excited. The weather is perfect, so we want to get into the air to show this huge hardship for you guys, for Global Village.
Yeah, that's amazing. October 26th, Global Village officially opens. What a great way to sort of showcase what's going on. Hefier, did you, do you have to learn, like, how did you learn to fly this? Because, I mean, can you fly a plane, for example, or is this completely different?
Yeah, this is a really specialized aircraft. I was trained in Germany, where all the most of the airships are built. Oh. And, yeah, it's plus. You were saying there's only six of these in the world. They say there's more astronauts than 100 airships pilots in the world.
That's unbelievable. And, I mean, is it, how fast does, because when you look at one of these things, now, if you're not sure what we're talking about, guys, an airship, I don't want to call it a blimp because it's a lot more than a blimp, and that's how us lame humans go, oh, it's a blimp. It's one of those big things that go through
it's
the air.
Different. It's
but
different.
How do you, how fast does it go? Because from the ground, they look like they're going slow, but I'm sure they've got some speed on it.
Yeah, they go slow, around 10 knots. So this is also for the advertising to be looking good.
Okay.
So yeah, everyone can steer at it.
What's 10 knots in kilometers or miles?
That's approximately 20 kilometers per hour.
So it is. Okay. It's cruising. That's great. Cruising. Rossi.
Do it.
You're not coming back unless you go on it.
I'll have a think about that. But if you want to see this ship, it's going to go down to the Palm, and then it's going to go down to the Burj Al Arab and turn around, come back along Sheikh Road. So you'll see it if you're on the way to work or out and about. So have a look for it. It's yellow. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's going to be in the skies across Dubai shortly. Hefier, we want to say thank you for taking the time. And how many passengers can you actually fit?
Well, we're going to... This airship, it's a pilot plus three... for five passengers, but we're going to be flying only with a co-pilot this time. It's only for advertising. We're here at Skydive Dubai with all the team ready to lift off.
Well, that's, if you got five passengers, Ross is like two anyway, so that's four. That's great. Hey, Ross, Hefier, thank you so much. Take good luck, and we'll see you up there. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye, Rossi.
Me? Ross. He walked out.
Ross.
Yeah.
Do it, man. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to go up in one of these things.
Yeah, I mean, they are professionals here, aren't they? Is there any room for me? Can I go inside? No. No room for me. Oh, he said no
That's
room for me.
That's a lie, and you know it.
No, what do you mean? The pilot just said he wants you on.
Well, they've got, like, gas bottles in the back and stuff like that, and, like... And there's three seats, and I'm the size of me, I'm massive, so I feel like if I was to get in there, I'd probably knock like a lever with my knee or something.
That's true. That's actually true.
Sun's going, damn.
That is true.
No, just don't
sorry,
say that.
Guys, sorry. No, sorry, I thought it was water. I thought it was where you get the water from.
It? If you were here, would you do it?
If I was in your shoes and I had that opportunity to do that, Global Village opening up October 26th, to get a free flight in something once in a lifetime, you're asking me if I'd do it, Rossi?
Would you do it, Chris?
Nah, no chance.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip. Styled by PrettyLittleThing.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right, got two big stories here. What's the first one?
Well, Adele's album is just going to be so personal, all about her divorce, of course, but also about her son and how she dealt with everything as a parent. And in one of the songs, she gets really personal. She revealed this story to an Australian radio station and said that, you know, she once put her son Angelo to bed and had a massive panic attack. Because she couldn't deal with the divorce and everything that was going on.
Yep.
She ended up calling a friend who didn't answer at the time and left a voicemail having a panic attack. That is going to end up on one of the songs.
Gosh, she's putting that on.
In the album. Have a listen.
Oh, we've got the voicemail.
No, this is Adele talking about it.
Oh, okay, gosh.
Yeah, that's in the one for my son, it's at the end, sort of like in the outro. I was really frightened. I was having an anxiety attack and I called my best friend to try and talk to her to calm me down, but she didn't bloody answer. So it's just shine some light on. I'm talking about my son in the rest of the song, and then once I put him to bed, it's like, you know, it's like I can stop sort of putting on that brave face, you know.
Oh
gosh, I'm so happy that she's openly talking about it, because this is what you need to talk about when you get into these situations, not shield yourself and not you pretend everything's all right because you're helping other people. Well done, Adele. Finally,
I have the biggest spoiler for Marvel. If you do not want a spoiler, this is massive.
Okay.
If you do not want the spoiler, this is your warning. In 3, 2, 1, Harry Styles is joining the Marvel Universe.
No, he's not.
The Eternals premiere happened in LA this week.
Harry Styles is going to be a Marvel like character.
Yes. At the end of Eternals, there's
a fashion man.
No, listen. At the end of the movie Eternals, there's a post-credit scene. Mm. Harry Styles reported, this is according to the critics who saw it, Harry Styles appears as Thanos' brother.
Wow.
The god of love, Eros. He will be there. Now, we don't know when he's going to make a full appearance, but a lot of people are saying it's going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Look at that. I can't wait for it. Now, Nala's in studio number 2 trying not to hear any of this, so I'm going to play a prank right now.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Nala, we're done.
Okay.
We're done, Nala. We're done. Did you not want to hear that? Why? You are a huge Marvel fan, Nala.
Yes.
You didn't want to hear it.
I watched them the second they come in. I do not look at any spoilers, so I just wanted it to be spoiler-free.
Okay. Harry Styles is going to be in it. He's going to be one of Thanos' brother. What's that?
You are lying. How on earth is Harry Styles in an MCU?
That's what she just said, Harry Styles.
You're lying. No.
You think I'm lying? All right.
Lying.
Fair enough. She doesn't believe me. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Get us with your tag.
Peace out, home friends.
Morning, good luck.
Her face is like in shock.
It's the Chris Fade Show.
Earlier on this morning, we got word, or Rossi got word, that Global Village is officially opening up October 26th. And to celebrate, they're launching from Skydive Dubai a big yellow ship, an airship, like a blimp, but cooler. And Rossi has done his own little deal here to go out to watch this and cover it on the show. In return, he's getting his freebies. You know how he is.
Yeah.
Everything he needs for free. He's getting his annual free pass. Now, that was at 7:10 this morning.
Correct.
It's now 8:15 and he's still not here. I'm trying to get him on the phone. Rossi, are you there? No, he's put us on hold. What, Nala, why can't I? What's he done?
So I spoke to him and he put us on hold and he kept us on hold this entire time.
Why are we on hold?
Why would he put us on hold for?
Now he's on.
Why are you putting us on hold?
I'm running at the same time, aren't I? I'm sorry.
Where are you?
I'm in the lift downstairs. I'm coming in now.
Oh, so you're finally back.
Yeah, because we're meant to be doing our interview next, aren't we? Otherwise, I'm going to stay down. I'm going for a croissant.
I thought you were going to bring us something.
No, because he's got an interview lined up. Frankie Spencer, who I know, is a British guy that was on a British TV show, and Rossi's got him on the show. And I was like, well, are you going to come back for it? Are you coming back?
I'm here. Yeah, let me in. I know I'm not allowed to come this way, brother. Thank you. Yeah, I'm here now. I'll walk in.
Right.
Dude, like, get the fireworks going and everything when I want to walk in.
Okay.
All right. Where are you? Just down the corridor now?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get some music.
Are you ready?
No, yeah. Hold on.
Come on. Give me a grand entrance.
All right.
Give me a grand entrance.
Grand entrance for Rossi. Here he comes. I've just seen him down the corridor. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Big Rossi.
Hi. Hello.
Why are you playing that?
What is this?
Unnecessary.
You wanted me to go up in that airship, didn't you? Hey? Hey? You didn't think I'd be back, did you?
No, actually,
you were gone for 1 hour and 5 minutes. To go and get a free annual pass to Global Village.
They don't even do annual passes, I've learnt.
Oh my god.
Are you kidding me?
It's a waste of journey. They give me a 1 day ticket.
No! No!
I went all that way for 15 dirhams. It's a joke.
Global Village officially opening October 26th. Up next, he lives in Dubai. He's a trainer, and he just starred on the TV show Married at First Sight in the UK. And he's gone all the way through, and I don't know, something's happened. We're going to find out. Mr. Frankie Spencer joins us on the show next. One of the biggest shows around the world is Married at First Sight, and a lot of countries do their own version of it.
Yeah.
One of the ones in the UK is huge, right? One of 16 contestants. They bring them up. The premise of the show is basically, what, you're supposed to find your wife, your future partner, right?
Yeah, you get
you
married.
You actually get married on this show. And funny enough and cool enough is a Dubai resident of 16 years was on the show. We know him, Frankie Spencer. He's with us right now. Frankie, hello.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Energy.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm now fine, but I wasn't. I'm glad to be back, put it that way.
Okay, so explain what I have not watched the show. I don't know what happened. Was there controversy? I don't know. What's going on? Tell us about Married at First Sight for you, Frankie, the entire experience and sort of what went on.
Okay, so basically there's a lot of screening that goes on for months to get you in there. And once you're there and on day one, at the altar, you have literally no idea who you're going to marry, not even a name or anything about them. So it's quite an exciting challenge. The wedding day actually for us went absolutely great, and so did the honeymoon. But then the real test comes is when you go into the apartments and they really like mess with you and stir up stories, and it's crazy. It really is.
So, Frankie, can I ask you something? The premise of the show is that you get married to someone that you have no idea who this person is. You've never met them. They just put you on the altar for the first time. You marry them. Then they want to record the next how many months? Is that what they want to do? They want to see how you guys get along.
Yeah, so for the next then following 6 weeks, you're put into some very unusual circumstances. Sure. They take your phone off, you lock you in a room, but then you go on like lavish dinner parties. Then you go back in the locked room. Then you go on commitment ceremonies where these experts really tear into you, and it's very challenging.
Now, you've done a lot. You're a former British commando. You're now a strength and conditioning coach with professional fighters, and you do a remarkable job at that. You obviously know about mental strength and putting yourself through things. Was this one of the hardest things that you've put yourself through?
Yeah, it is. It was indeed. And it's kind of, you know, I was the oldest contestant. Mm. I'm 47, and it just grinded on me a bit. But the next big hard challenge was then the editing, or should I say, when the show was aired, they needed a villain, and they got all my worst bits of 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they just put them all in one go. So basically with my wife, Mara Lise, we had some really strong, cool, funny, romantic bits, but they didn't play any of it. So I had to sit there with her and her kids and with my mom and watch this, like, this person none of us knew. So That was tough, man. That was rough.
Well, that's what they say about reality TV. And I've had a few friends that have been on reality TV shows, and They say it's all about the editing, and they pick and choose what they want the audience to see. So Did you then cop a lot of flack on social media? Did that end up coming at you?
Yeah, it was. Now, I don't really mind online hate. I'm a resilient guy, but Twitter was absolutely
that's the worst.
That's the place.
That's Chris's favorite. That's like me, bro. Like, if I get any hate, it's usually the Twitter one that really goes hard at it. Yeah. Everyone else is all right, but then the Twitters are like, they just come at you. So, what, you were getting a lot there, were you?
I was, but I was told not to go on it. So one of my good brothers, Tam Khan, he was fighting the whole of Twitter for me.
Good old Tam. He was trying to stick up for you. You can't even stick up for people on Twitter, because then they come at you. And it's this rolling thing. So because they painted you, Frankie, I've known you for a few years. I don't know you that closely, but I know that you're a good guy. So they were painting you as like the complete opposite of a good guy, were they?
Yeah, they made me like controlling towards Mara Lise, which she later in news articles says, no, he wasn't.
Yeah.
They made me very misogynistic. They made me a bit of a freak and a weirdo. And it was awful to watch. It really was, especially for my mom. She was sat there.
That's so cool.
And you know what? I called the producers, and their answer was, don't worry, it's only for 18 episodes. You look really good in the last three.
We're going to make you look like an absolute tool for about 70% of it, but we promise you at the end, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Crazy.
Would you do it again, Frankie, if you're given the opportunity? If you could go back, would have you done it again?
Absolutely not, but the positives are it's taught me patience and even more resilience. Because, to get through that was something I'd never experienced before.
And the woman that you married to, is it legit a marriage? Like, you really got married?
They changed the British one to not actually a legal marriage, but let me tell you something, emotionally and physically, it feels more than like a real one. When you're there marrying that stranger on day one in this amazing castle and all the cameras are there, it's a full-on event.
So when they say you kiss the bride, are you kissing her for the first time? Like, it's legit the first time?
Hell yeah.
and can I ask, are you still friends now? Obviously, you're not married, but are you still friends and are you still chatting?
Yeah, sadly, Marilise and I have broke up, but we have been mature enough and respectful enough to keep it as friends, which helps.
Okay.
And so you're still looking for love, though? Age of 47, you still want to give yourself a go to find maybe that lifelong partner?
Of course. That's what life's about, isn't it?
There we go, mate.
Well, that's good to hear that it hasn't tainted that for you, you know?
I think it has a little. Yeah. Maybe a little bit. Listen, Fit Coach Frankie. That's his name on Instagram. Fit Coach Frankie. Franky. He's lived in Dubai, the UAE, for the last 16 years. Do a great job. And you've got this equipment that I've seen you do, like this portable TRX thing. What is that?
Yeah, it's a portable gym. It's basically a fold-away frame.
Yeah.
It's called the X-Rig.
The X-Rig, yeah.
It's a world's first.
Good on you, mate. Yeah, he's created this thing. Go and follow him. Fit Coach Frankie. Hey, maybe you're single.
Hey.
And you want to maybe, you know, have a look at Frankie? Hit him up. DM him.
Hey, why not?
Why not? Why not? There it is. Thank you, man. We appreciate your time. Married at First Sight. Maybe you can go back and watch the episode, see how he is.
Nice.
How do you know if your relationship will last?
Yeah.
Ways to know if they're going to last, actually.
Yeah, so let's say you're engaged or you're on track. It's a serious relationship. Or even if you're married.
Just like Frankie.
Will it be happily ever after? That's the question. Will it be happily ever after? So I've got a few questions here. Have a think about it. See if you know the answers to it. And then we'll kind of assess at the end. Is that cool?
Are we going
to
do it right now? Yeah?
Yeah, we can talk about it, right?
Okay, ready? Go ahead.
This is a little quiz if you're...
So, go.
It's a little quiz. Ready? Question
number one. If you're listening and you're in a relationship right now, just maybe run through these in your head and you can see and we'll work out if you're... relationship's going to last here.
Okay. Question number one. I can name my partner's best friends. Keep track of how many are positive responses, please. I can name my partner's best friends. Can you guys do that?
Right.
No, don't name it, but do you know the answer to that question?
Yeah.
You know the answer, Chris? Do you know any of her other friends aside from you?
No, just me. That's all she needs.
No, Chris, that's not. That's
I do.
Yeah? Rossi?
Adelise?
Yep.
You know names?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Do you know names?
Yes. Okay. I talk to them myself.
That's an easy one, yeah.
Okay, question number two. I know what stresses my partner is currently facing.
Yeah, me.
Yep, you are. You are definitely number one. But do you know anything else aside from you?
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Okay,
My Brianna just got a thyroid problem called Graves' disease, and it sounds a lot worse than it is. The guy's name was Graves that discovered it, but she produces too much of this thing now in her thyroid. So now she's on meds. That stressed her out.
Yeah.
And it gives you anxiety and all that. So now she's dealing with that.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with it with her. It's not fun, but we'll get there. We'll get through it.
That's nice.
Rossi?
You can't have a kid. You can't have a kid while she's on the medication.
So really?
We'll try. They said not to try to have kids. So we're not going to try to have kids yet.
But I thought we were on the same schedule.
Well, you didn't want to be on my schedule.
I thought you put me on the schedule.
I would like to be on the schedule.
We've got the big wedding coming first, haven't we? And then we'll do it.
Okay.
I will do it. I'm talking on behalf of Chris there.
Yeah, well, the plan is we'll hopefully get married now next year and then we'll try for kids.
Nice.
Okay, Rossi, thanks. Do you know the answer to that question? What your wife's stresses are?
Yeah.
Okay. Give yourself a positive there. I know the names of some people who have been irritating my partner lately. Why is the answer to every question Chris for you?
Me.
Why is that the answer?
Yeah, who's irritating your husband? Anyone?
Me.
You, right?
I think that's me as well. Like,
we're all irritating our partners. That's great, okay?
I can tell you some of my partner's life dreams. Do you guys know that?
What's your life part? What's Jeff's life dream?
Honestly, his ultimate dream would be to travel the world and do like massive concerts as a DJ, like Ghetto or something. Like that's his ultimate dream one day.
What's Liz's dream, do you think?
Simple life, nice big house.
Another kid, huh?
Another child, many kids running around, big family, nice house, big garden.
Brianna's dream?
Me.
No.
What's her dream?
I think the same thing. I think she just wants to have like a nice house. She like loves a good kitchen for some reason. Her dream would be like to be able to live in America, LA. She loves home. She misses home. But I think just a comfortable, family loving home as well.
But once they get that, they're not happy though, are they? They always want something more.
Why do you start
like,
this?
Like,
start
I started
like,
with,
why don't I'm not, you I'm think not disagreeing.
I started with one kid.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Ross.
I gave her a kid. It's then so we, she said she wanted another one. I gave her another one.
I gave her another one. Watch how you then talk, she bro. Said watch she how wants, you talk. You hurt sorry. Yourself.
I'm going to stop said it. She we're going to move pet. On.
I got her a tortoise.
We're moving on.
Then we got a cat. Now we've got a dog.
I got so
and now she's back to wanting another child again.
She's pretty pressured that she wants another child.
Turn him off.
Are you going to give it to her, Rossi?
Annoying.
Well, I'll have to have a chat with you.
Number five, I can list the relatives my partner likes the least.
What was that?
Relatives my partner likes the least. You can list them.
Are my relatives included in
anyone,
this?
Anyone, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Mother-in-law.
Okay. When we are apart, I think fondly of my partner. I think that's a yes for you, Chris. That's a yes for you, Rossi.
When we're apart, we're absence makes the heart go fonder.
My partner is one of my best friends.
Yes.
Yeah. We just love talking to each other. Rossi, if you say yes, please, you're lying.
I'm a closed book. I like to keep everything inside and then go off like a bottle of pop and get angry.
And the fun, this is so true.
Well, I'm the same. I just have an anxiety attack.
No, you talk all the time.
Yeah, sure. I talk
you
too
much. You tell her. You
she
tell
tells
her.
Me. She tells me that she's more of the man in the relationship, quote, quote, unquote.
You tell her things she doesn't want to hear. Like, you'll be
Did I just quote, unquote, quote myself? God. That was interesting.
Chris will tell details that she has no interest in. Like, zero interest.
I always want to know too much as well.
Yeah.
You know when you probe? I remember when I was with my ex-girlfriend, like, back in the day, and we broke up, and then we got back together.
Yeah.
But in that breakup, she had seen another guy.
Yeah.
I started asking all questions about the other guy. Like, I just wanted to know everything about him. Mm. She's looking at me going, why do you want to know about him? So I just want to know. I want to know everything.
Yeah, Chris likes to know every single detail about everyone. He's just one of those guys. He needs it. And finally, my partner listens respectfully even when we disagree.
I've learned over the years to listen
more. You're
better
at that, yes.
And I just shut up. I think that's the best way for us, Ross.
But are you listening when you shut up? That is the question.
Hold on. The question is about them, though, isn't it? My partner listens.
Yes.
So it's about them listening to me.
Does Liz listen to you?
She does, but I don't listen to her.
Yeah. Okay, so if you are listening right now and you answered yes or no, whatever it is, to these questions, if you have mostly positive answers, amazing. You have a lot of strength in your relationship.
Okay.
Somewhat, this is a pivotal time. Take a look at what's wrong, what's right, figure it out. And if you have very few positive reactions to this list, your relationship may be in trouble.
We got mostly positives, Ross.
Yeah.
We're
so good potential.
Job. We're good.
We're good husbands, pretty.
Yeah, I don't believe those. I don't believe any of these lists, though. I think they're all absolute nonsense.
No, I don't think these questions are so out of bounds. I think these are things that are important in relationships. Yeah.
I could have answered positively for all of them in my last relationship, and we're divorced, so just means nothing.
Sorry.
Good luck. Just be happy. Respect each other. Love each other. And have great... Oh, Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us. Your Wednesday, but it is definitely like a Thursday, long weekend for all of us. I think we're all sort of working here and there, but we're doing certain things. But it's going to be a good one. No matter what you do, do it safely. There's so much to do across the city, obviously. Don't forget Expo 2020. We're expecting it to be very busy over the weekend as well. So get out there, do what you got to do. Take the metro possibly whilst you're getting there.
Yeah, it's so easy. Just get onto the red line. It's the last stop, and you're literally right inside of Expo 2020.
What are you guys doing? What plans have you got anything particular?
Do have a little bit of work. Going to be hanging out with Jeff's family
over
the weekend because, you know, it's a long weekend. So we thought, you know,
No, I think it's important to do these sort of things, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's nice.
Are you going to pop down to the AIM Dubai on Friday?
We are going to be down there. Yeah, Virgin Radio is going to be down there at the AIM Dubai. Don't forget, we're going to be having a showcase of local talent as we officially open it. There's just so much going on. You're going to be there? You're going to hang out?
If I can take the kids, I'll go.
I'm sure you can. I'm taking the kids to Abu Dhabi tonight. We're
going
to have a little staycation in Abu Dhabi, and then
where are you staying?
Don't know yet. Don't know. I haven't booked it yet, but we'll do a little staycation tonight, and then tomorrow on Friday. There's this thing called tie break tens.
Okay, tell
now,
me.
This happened at the Coca-Cola Arena. I'm a huge tennis fan. And this is for me. It's going to be. They've got some of like the best old school sort of tennis players.
Ooh.
Like they're still great players. They're putting them up against each other in like a round robin.
Amazing.
Eight players. Winner gets $500,000 dirhams.
Oh my gosh! So this is basically like legends. It's a football legends thing.
Exactly.
The older players play.
Yes.
but they don't win $500,000.
Yeah, these guys are winning $500,000 dirhams. Gail Monfils is going to be down there as well, who I absolutely love. So I'm going to be down there on court commentating a bit of this, which is going to be fabulous stuff. If anyone's around Coca-Cola Arena on Friday, get ready for it. It's going to be super cool. But as I said, so much to do. You've got Expo. You've got the weather just being perfect. Get outdoors. Have fun and be safe, all right? From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.